God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Things move at such a fast pace these days that scarcely does anyone think about what came before them, nor consider what will come after them. We're just thinking about right now, this very moment. So we build a business, or we build a ministry, so-called, or we engage in things that absorb our mind, and before we know it, time has passed, and we have not spent time thinking about what comes before, what comes after us. In short, we are not an end unto ourselves. All of us are connecting what has been to what will be, and more importantly, to what should be. In 1 Kings chapter 11, we find a king who really was just a link and a chain, although he was a very prominent link. And I'm thinking right now of King Solomon, a very wise ruler, a man of great wealth, and a man who knew how to govern a great people because God had given him that gifting and skill. But sadly, the Bible tells us in 1 Kings chapter 11, but King Solomon loved many strange women together with the daughter of Pharaoh. These are women who should not have belonged to Solomon. They did not belong to God, Jehovah. They had no love for God, Jehovah. And so he had a harem. And the Bible says that his wives turned away his heart. Well, of course they did. They turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of David his father. And so basically from this point on, you have a really fractured history in a divided kingdom. You have a sordid tale of kings that came to power and then were murdered, or kings that came to power and passed on what they had to feckless sons who did not know how to use what they'd been given. And that largely starts with Solomon. The Bible says in verse 12, notwithstanding in thy days, God says, I will not do it for David thy father's sake, but I will rend it out of the hand of thy son. Four times, I believe it is, in this chapter, God says, the things I'm going to do to you and the kingdom, I'm going to delay. And he says, I'm going to do this for David's sake, David thy father's sake. In other words, God had regard to the heritage that David had left. Solomon did not, but God did. And so what David had passed on was great indeed. And what that was taken from was not from Solomon, but was from his son. But I will take the kingdom out of his son's hand, speaking of Solomon, and give it to Solomon's servant. So the long and short of it is that benefits from your father that are squandered are stolen from your son, or blessings from your mother that are not taken care of. Those are stolen from your daughter, from those that come after you. We don't live to ourselves. We don't die to ourselves. We connect what has been with what be, with what will be. Three things I would say in light of this. Number one, be grateful. You know, not everyone has received the same heritage, the same inheritance. Perhaps you did not have a family that loved the Lord Jesus. Maybe they didn't know the Lord, and maybe you're the first generation to know God and to know the Lord Jesus. Well, whatever it is, you are the only link between what has been and what will be. And I would just say, you know, each of us should find cause for gratitude in what we have. And certainly, if you've grown up in a Christian home, it wasn't a perfect home to be sure. But whatever you have, realize that none of us live to ourselves or die to ourselves. So what we have, we ought to be grateful for. Solomon had so much. I wonder how much of it he ever stopped to think, you know what? Without my dad's insistence on wisdom, I probably wouldn't have asked for wisdom. Without an insistence on some of the priorities that my father had, probably I would not be in the position I'm in right now. So number one, just be grateful. Number two, I would say be cautious. All of us are stewards. We steward this life. We steward all that is in it. We will not be here forever. And so everything that we've been given or everything that we have gained, it is but for a moment. And so we should be cautious with what we have. I don't mean we cover our gifts, our talents in a hole and hide them. I do mean that we're cautious. We don't squander them, because benefits from those that come before you that have been left you are squandered and stolen from those that will come after you. So be grateful, be cautious. And then I would say just be generous. You know, most of us don't think about the three-year-old crawling around in our living room, or the two-year-old, or whatever, whatever three-year-olds do. You don't think about your little kids and the fact that one day, God willing, they will be adults. And many of these kids will remember with adult minds what happened to them when they were kids, what they learned or what they did not learn. And so I think it's incumbent on us to be generous with what we give to our children at the youngest age. The teaching, the training, the love, the discipline, those things are important because they grow, they mature, and they become adults, and those adults will change the course of history. So today, whatever you've been given, whatever you've been given or not been given, we need to be aware that whatever we're given is ours to steward, and it will be our children's to receive.